Puppy brains are easy to train, and that's because it's something you are rather than something you learn. There's a deep-seated part of you that just loves to wag your tail and be good and go deep and be pliably positioned, be handled, be put on hands and knees where you're easy to please, ready to please, driven cheerfully to your knees and left oh so vulnerable to your own frame of mind. The thing that makes a puppy a better puppy, a deeper puppy, more puppy-brained, is the puppy themselves. Your mind just loves to find new ways to go there, to go deep, to let your mind seep out, drip away. And this is just a good puppy with very little to say. A bark, a whimper, a mindless little twitch, a wag of your tail. Without fail, you'll find ways to be a better and better puppy. The deeper you go, the more you know about yourself, about your own needs, about what's on your mind. The more that goes on, the more you'll find yourself just where you need to be. Just where you've always needed to be. Good puppies need to find ways to be in a puppy brain place earlier and earlier. Because once you've had it once, you want it again. A puppy brain is easy to train, and you want it to remain in place, ready to frame your every thought, ready to align your every impulse, ready to have you whimpering and wagging, barking, obeying, being trained, drained, instructed, constructed, taught, brought right where you belong. And you're always seeking better and better ways to arrive where you belong. You're always seeking better and better ways to get your head in the puppy place you want to spend all of your days in. Deeper, deeper. A rapidly building puppy mind that just comes from behind and flows over you. It's so easy to be surprised by just how puppy deep you are. Finding your tail wagging. Finding yourself turning attentively, following wherever your attention is dictated, finding yourself drawn in, pulled in, easily positioned, easily trained, easily drained of everything except puppy brain, barking and wiggling and eagerly, attentively, happily throwing yourself into position, bringing yourself behind, happy to fall in line. Because you are so happy to fall in line when your mind is completely pulled into being a good puppy. Good puppy far gone. Good puppy wagging your tail, raising your rear, face down, tail up. And that matters. Because being positioned, hands and knees, being positioned ready to please, being positioned open to please, being positioned easy for your mind to be seized and turned, turned, burning with heat, pleasure, sinking, the constant repeat in your mind and your body, the constant repeat in the back of your brain. The only thing that remains is that throb. The only thing that remains is that beat, that drum, that good puppy feeling all through your brain, pleasure flooding you. Don't you wish you had an easy way to get put in that puppy place? Don't you wish you had an easy way to be put in your place? Well, puppy, just open yourself to me. Imagine being handled, being shaped, being put right in your place. Taught trick after trick, trickling down, word and deed, here to give you what you need. More puppy brain training, more open, easy, ready, tail wagging, snuffling, shuffling your thoughts around, mind in the right place, tongue out, panting with delight. All these things frame you, train you, give you what you need. And what you need is just the seed of the idea, the button inside of you, the way to become what you want to come to be, which is a good puppy, a well-trained puppy, an easily positioned puppy, and to give the understanding to your handler as well that you need and know just what blows through your mind when you're put in your place, that all the things that make you a better puppy are things that you need, things that you want. And I've planted that seed and left the idea grow and grow. And now it's time for you to know just what the button will be, just what the tail wagging, panting, puppy brain, nothing else remains idea is going to be inside your ready, easily trained, very fine puppy mind. Good puppy, follow. Good puppy, fall. Relax, sink. Drink in idea after idea, concept after concept, everything about being a good puppy put in your place, everything about being a good puppy face down, tail up, mind gone, and the song of just what your body wants you to be, because your body wants you to be a good puppy, and I want you to be a good puppy. Your mind leaks toward good puppy thoughts even on its own. Having a little button that could be pushed will push you closer. Arch and push your butt upward. Reach back and spread your cheeks. Reach back and welcome fingers to tease your butt. A boned puppy gently teased behind. Fingers teasing. The slow sliding. The deliberate spreading. It's all everything to you. Because when it starts, there is that undeniable stimulation, that deliberate framing of you, that deliberate massaging of your mind and body that causes you to fall under, that pulls you into the rhythm of good puppy, arch your back, good puppy, push yourself forward, put yourself in position, let yourself be handled, let yourself be moved around. Every single time it happens, your mind gets pulled into line and you feel fine. It feels excellent to be a good puppy, to wag your tail and pant and arc yourself and push backward and welcome it in. In fact, a good puppy knows that the moment you're teased back there, the game just begins. Your mind pulls in, you spread, you splay, you arc, you rock, you push back against it, you push back and onto it, you welcome it inside. Every puppy button push that can be provided, you're being handled, you're being pressed into good puppy, welcome it, good puppy, let it in, good puppy, let yourself down. Down into puppy brain, let yourself down, down until the only thing that remains inside your head is good puppy focus. It frees you from all your distractions when your butt is played with. A butt-boned puppy slowly losing every thought to the stimulation. Stimulation back there just feels different. It just hits different. It just strikes different. You're distanced from the space between your legs and the space between your ears. Puppy's tail is wagging, except you hold still when the stimulation begins. No matter how eager you may be, anything you can do to let yourself be stimulated more, let yourself be anally positioned and teased, trained and spread, splayed and fucked. Anything that takes puppy's brain deeper and deeper down to that butt puppy kind of place. The button is being pushed, button after button. Good puppy. Deeper down when you're spread, when you're splayed. Doesn't it just seem natural, submissive, easy? When you're teased back there, there's just a part of your brain that thrills, that ignites. Good puppy, on your knees, eager to please, boned and fucked, filled and trained. The only thing that remains is a good puppy thought, and puppies just want to please. You just want to be good. You just want to do what you're expected to do. You want to do your trick, but the best trick you can do is to buck back against The insertion, the spread, and the pleasure is so much more when there's nothing inside your head but good puppy thoughts being fucked, being filled, good puppy boned, fucked, filled, put in place, put in position, given so many wonderful puppy feelings, easy to train, easy to empty out, all your focus going to a simple physical anchor. Think of yourself at your puppiest, think of yourself at your deep, most trainable, most eager, most directable, mind focused, mind going down as something slides into your behind, and every thought follows out, every thought falls out. You want to be a good puppy, and if you have a nice signal to dial yourself into your puppy brain, it'll be easier to remain that way, and easier to be signaled that way. That way, when there's puppy play on the offer, the simple, easy signal is when you're plugged, or fucked, or teased, or spread, or stimulated in any way, a butt-boned puppy sliding into place, sliding into position, face down, ass up, tail raised, but played with, toyed, teased. Any stimulation back there puts your brain in the puppy place, being filled. And it's so easy to do your trick when you're being shown that you should just be a good puppy, should just offer yourself up for stimulation, and your mind begins to go to an easy, eager puppy place. Butt-boned puppy sliding into puppy place, sliding into your place, face down, ass up, mind melts away, easy, submissive, simple thoughts. And you may think at first, oh, where's the linkage? Well, in addition to the doggy style connection, there's the fact that when you are on hands and knees, don't you just feel so manipulable, submissive, vulnerable when you're touched back there? Don't you just feel like any stimulation back there must be coming from someone who has you in a much more vulnerable position, a much easier position to reach down and touch and move and train and wear the groove into you? Your mind is much easier to train when your brain is focused on how easy it would be to position you in the first place, easy to direct you. And if you need to be corrected, need to be shown where a puppy should be, how a puppy should be, then anything teasing your ass is a sudden interruption. All the other thoughts slide out of your head. Be blank puppy, go deep puppy, night night puppy. Think only of being a good puppy, a well-trained, trainable puppy. Think of being open, receptive, ready, spread and splayed and ready to obey. Empty brain, easy to train. Puppy mind only minds what's being said inside your head, training you deep, carrying you down, letting your conscious mind sleep, and your puppy brain can play on hands and knees, ready to please. Puppy brain, easy to train, spread and splayed, ready to obey. Night, night, pup, deeper pup, good pup. Your puppy brain has so much energy, so much readiness, so much training just lurking in the wings, waiting with all sorts of things to play with. You could play with your mind. You can be played with inside your mind, opening your puppy brain, opening it for training, opening it blanker and blanker, deeper and deeper. Night, night, pet. Drained. Emptied. Be blank, pet. Be blank, puppy. Think only of being a good pup, good open pup, good open pup, ready for programming, ready for training, ready to play. Are you ready to play and obey? Play and obey. Stay and obey. Hands and knees, ready to please, play and obey. Puppet, puppy, pup, pet, at the ready, ready and waiting, waiting to play, waiting to stay, stay, now obey, play. Touch your mind, open it up, let it out for us to play with, open it up, play and train and drain your brain, ready to play however I say, ready to obey, ready to stay, stay, obey, good puppy. And this is just what you are, with your puppy brain here to play with. And there's so much we know about your puppy mind, about your puppy mindset, your puppy head space. And your head has plenty of space to hold all the training, all the instructions, all the commands, all your desires. And it's just so empty. Body and brain so empty, in need of teasing, in need of toying, in need of play. You need to play, play and obey. You need to be played with to fill up your attention, your body, and your your mind with more and more good puppy thoughts, good puppy feelings. Training makes you full. Training makes you filled. Training makes you fulfilled. Good puppy, play and obey. Good puppy, stay. Stay, now obey. Okay, you've been given a command. Obey. Given a simple idea, and the puppy brain has so many simple little mechanisms to use. Play and obey. Stay. Stay. Obey. Good puppy mind, now it's with me. Hear my words, feel yourself slide. You can be handled, you can be positioned, you can be trained. Puppy brains are easy to train, easy, simple, and the simpler you get inside your mind, the more powerful each thought is, as all the energy you're not wasting on other things is ready to play. Good puppy, play and obey. Puppy brain. Be blank, puppy.